There's the real possibility of indictments by the December holidays, from Texas grand juries investigating House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, among others. Yesterday, congressional Republicans overturned their party rule that had required any leader to step down if indicted on serious felony charges. The change was meant to protect Tom DeLay from any indictment in Texas. Two grand juries are now investigating whether political action committees associated with DeLay illegally used corporate contributions to win elections for the Texas House. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been following the story from Dallas. And Wade, what kind of reaction was there in Texas to the vote in Congress yesterday?
Well, it depends on whether the person you were talking to is a Republican or a Democrat. There is a certain gleeful quality to the conversations with Democrats. They love pointing out these rules were originally adopted by the Republicans in 1993 to embarrass the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Democrat Dan Rostenkowski, who was eventually convicted of mail fraud. One Texas Democrat said to me today, "Apparently what's good for the goose is not good for the gander." Republicans obviously react differently, and they even react differently from each other depending on how close they are to possible indictments. All the Republicans I've talked to attack Travis County District Attorney Ronnie Earle, who's conducting this investigation. He's a Democrat, and Republicans are accusing him of a partisan witch hunt and say that this is payback for what DeLay did in the Texas redistricting battle. But those who are actually close to the possible subjects of an indictment are more subdued. They may hate the district attorney, but they are now taking this very seriously. It's casting a bit of a pall over what otherwise would be a very happy time for Republicans in Texas.
Wade, Tom DeLay has claimed that Ronnie Earle is on something of a partisan witch hunt here. What's his reputation in the Texas Capitol?
He's 63 years old. He's been the Travis County District Attorney since the mid-70s, before he made himself notorious for prosecuting Republicans. In the 80s and early 90s, he made his reputation by prosecuting prominent Democrats when they dominated Texas politics. There's a list of Democrats who probably wouldn't spit on Ronnie Earle if he was on fire. So when he's accused by the Republicans of shameless partisanship, he can and does point to his record and says, "I've prosecuted both sides."
Wade, we mentioned that there are two grand juries looking at this now. What are the implications of that?
Well, I don't think it means anything good for Texas Republicans. This investigation has been slowly developing over 2 years. There's some indication that Earle is developing this case the same way that federal prosecutors built their Enron prosecution, from the bottom up like a pyramid. The first round of indictments were lower-level indictments, leaders from the political action committees that have been implicated. The next round of indictments, which might occur before the Christmas holidays, could include elected politicians.
And how wide, how high do you think those indictments could go?
It's impossible to know what's happening inside of a grand jury, but some of the more prominent subjects of this investigation could include Tom Craddock. He's the Texas Speaker of the House. Mike Toomey is the former Chief of Staff for Governor Rick Perry. And finally, there's Tom DeLay and the question of whether he could be indicted for allegedly funneling corporate contributions to Texas House races. That's against the law in Texas. And given the actions by House Republicans in Washington yesterday, they felt there was enough cause for concern to do something to try to protect Mr. DeLay from Ronnie Earle and his grand juries.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas. Wade, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.